Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO, and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. How appropriate for that rejoin, right? Especially with our good friend Mike Minzi's back on the show. Mike's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's been joining us now. In fact, we now in his 14th year. He's just crossed over his 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, and he's the president and CEO of Eastern Bank and Trust. And way back in '98, I wanted to make sure we started hearing from bankers. And so I found Mike. I'm so glad that I did. He's been a great abiding supporter and source of information and wisdom for us for all these years. And so, Mike Mizzi's, welcome back, and thank you for 13-plus great years.
Well, James, thanks. It's always great to be with you, and thanks for being a small business advocate for those 14 years. Let's see, we were 20 years old when we started this.
That's exactly right. You got it right. You got the math around that.
Hey, Mike, I missed 30.
If you remember when you first joined us, this would have been back in 98, folks. And I know I was saying it to other people in those days because this is how I feel. If I said, and I've been saying it every year, every month, every week since then, if you are a small business and you don't have a relationship with an independent community bank, you are putting your business in jeopardy. And Mike, I started saying that in 97, 98, and in 2009, that advice turned into a prophecy, didn't it?
It absolutely is prophetic and was. And if you look at what's going on throughout the nation today, you'll see so many small businesses and individuals, quote, going local. They're recognizing the importance of being able to pick up the telephone and get the president on the line. And you are not going to do that at a mega bank.
That's right.
So
you might not pick up the phone and get anybody but a regional office. It's amazing to me. I do not understand how these big banks think that they're going to get retail and small business when the only number you can dial out of the phone book goes to a central answering service, and it's not easy to get back to that branch, Mike. I've tried it.
No, well, you know, the issue is really pretty simple, and that is that community banks are in the business of relationship, and you really can't have a relationship until you can talk one-on-one or sit down face-to-face with your customer. And mega banks are in the transaction business,
They're not in the relationship business. That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're not in the relationship business. They can't be, especially when it comes to small business, and that is the competitive advantage of a community bank. They don't have the cheapest loan rates in town. They don't have the highest deposit rates in town. But their value proposition is to sit down and customize a solution for a customer and not just push you into a product.
But, you know, Mike, there's a reason why I probably pay my independent community bank a little more than I might get from a big bank if they actually would do business with me. And you know why I do that? Because they're worth it.
Well, you know, one of the best businesses in Eastern Maryland, which, by the way, has the Waterfowl Festival this weekend.
I'm sorry, I'm going to miss that.
We'll have 20,000 of my closest friends come to Talbot County, Maryland, and fondle decoys and just have a great weekend. But one of the strongest businesses in our community is the local hardware store.
Yeah.
And many community banks are the local hardware store of their communities throughout the country, because they understand how to get the right nut and bolt to that little old lady, if you will.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, I'm pretty sure I have the distinction, might even be like a world record, a Guinness World Record or something, but I've never seen anybody else do what I did. In my last book, in the acknowledgments page, I recognized my bank by name in the acknowledgments page of my book.
Well, that's wonderful, and I hope the Department of Justice doesn't come after you.
If it hadn't, and I'm telling you, and I tell people this, I've been telling this, and I was telling you this 14 years ago, folks, if it weren't for my independent community bank, which I've been doing business with now for 20 years, I would not be doing what I'm doing. Mike, and I don't mind saying it, if it weren't for them, I would not be doing what I'm doing, and they stood by me when I'm not even sure I would have stood by me.
Well, it's because they know you and they trust you, and that's the basics of community banking.
It's one of the most fulfilling relationships I have, the trust that we have built up between the two of us. And I'm talking about faces and names. I'm not talking about a sign on the street. I'm talking about faces and names. The trust that we built up between each other is one of the most rewarding relationships in my entire career.
Well, and, you know, the irony is that you've described the basics of community banking, and today we're dealing with punitive regulations.
Right.
Promulgated.
Which we're going to talk about in the next segment. I'm going to get Mike to weigh in on not only Dodd-Frank, but what gave rise to Dodd-Frank. What happened to cause us to have this punitive regulations environment? And why is it hurting small independent banks? Well, they didn't do anything wrong. Tony Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.